Third time's charm.
Welcome into the Bantorious. It's called the Banter. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Please don't.
Don't bring Aureus back. Aureus is done, so don't bring Aureus back.
Leave the Aureus.
It'll never be done.
I think before we get into this episode, we should just go ahead and say, all of you listeners and all of you viewers, no matter where you're listening from or viewing from, go over to YouTube and go to this video. If you're already watching this video, hello, welcome. If you're listening to this somewhere else, come over to this video, type down in the comments, and let us know what it is that you want to hear us discuss. It could be hypothetical situations, business ideas, ranking lists, all that different stuff. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about, because we would really love, we can banter about any topic, but it'd be helpful if you guys just gave us topics you want to hear us bant about, you know? So go ahead and do that. Help us out. And next week, I promise you, we will talk about some of those topics.
Hit him with it. I've got a fun fact.
Oh.
I wanted to kick things off with a fun fact today. Maybe everybody should start bringing a fun fact. That might be like a banter ritual. It's like you need to bring that, like, show and tell. Here's my fun fact. Wombats are the only animal whose poop is cube-shaped. This is due to how its intestines form the feces. The animals then stack the cubes to mark their territory. They're playing Minecraft with their poop.
That is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. That was a bit of an exaggeration, what I just said. But that's pretty crazy.
Was that not the most amazing thing you've ever heard?
It might be, honestly. Cube-shaped poop?
I mean, it's pretty electric. I don't know, like, you can stack
it. I have to look up a picture of it.
Well, I don't need to see that picture.
Wombat poop.
We also could do, like on this day in history. So, like, a common thing you do in the military for, like, retirement or promotion ceremonies, you're like, okay, on this day in history, this is what happened. I'll give you one. Here's another fun fact. Spike Lee was born today.
Oh.
1957.
Dang.
How about it? I've heard a lot about Spike Lee just because I used to watch SportsCenter and he was always at the Knicks games. But I don't really know much of what he directed.
Inside Man is probably my favorite movie of his. So it's got, I mean, Denzel's in like every movie Spike Lee does, but Inside Man is probably my favorite, about a bank heist.
Okay.
That has some twist on it. It's one to see. If you haven't seen Inside Man, it has some good twists.
I wouldn't get your hopes up too much. It's not like that cubey. But it's like pretty cubey. It looks like coal briquettes.
It looks like
a
flattened oval.
That's what it looks. It looks like charcoal briquettes.
I like the word briquettes.
I do too. That's why I keep on saying it. I can't stop. That's what they.
Is that a female version of a brick, or is it?
No, those are bricks that dance.
I did not mean that to be as negative as that sounded.
It's like the. It's like in Spanish. What is like the feminine? What do they call it? Like the feminine, like half of the language.
I think it's just
masculine. So the masculine and feminine. Yeah. Right. Like that's what
Ellen Law.
I think that I need a little bit more recognition for the fact that I said it's a brick that dances. Like the Rockettes.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
Thank you. Because like the Rockettes are like rocks that dance.
Jason, did you ever look up and see if you have a birthday disc?
I did. It was quite embarrassing because I am very old. I did not have a birthday disc, but the only disc that I could find were Wham-O discs.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's awesome. Because
we didn't even think about that. I bet you some of the comments probably got onto us for that. Like, we isolated a lot of our audience.
The old fogies like myself, because there was nothing in
We should have changed
birth
the
year.
Rule. We should just change the rule that if you're older than disc golf, then like the first year that disc golf discs like were being approved, that counts for your year.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Can I ask a question really quick?
Yeah.
So we were, me and Hunter entered into a conversation before this episode about volcanoes and dormant volcanoes or inactive volcanoes.
Yeah.
But I just want to know if you guys lived in a town that was centered around a volcano.
I wouldn't be there.
No. You lived in a town that was centered around a volcano. You do. Like that's
okay.
That's
all right.
It.
I'm there. I'm getting bored.
And it begins to erupt.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Getting as far away as possible. What do you
How?
Mean? My car.
We
have cars. Wow, you guys are so smart. That's crazy.
I already have a go
Why
bag.
Didn't
if
they
I lived
do
in a town
back
with
back
a potential volcano, I have my go bag.
Okay.
Ready to go.
You have a volcano bag?
I have a volcano bag.
I just wrapped myself in a fire blanket.
I feel like if you lived in a town like right on a volcano, there was any suspicion that could one day erupt, people would probably have plans.
Yeah, you would
bunkers
think so.
Would exist.
According to the crystal skull, you can pretty much just hide in a refrigerator and you'll be able to survive anything.
Well,
I refer to it as the crystal skull. I refer to call it
Indiana Jones.
I refuse to call it that.
Why?
I don't believe it. It's an Indiana Jones movie.
I've only watched it once, and that was enough. That was too many times.
It's not a good movie. It's not a very bad movie.
That's the one with Shia LaBeouf in it?
Yeah. Seeing Shia LaBeouf was the best part of that movie.
Oh, we got a Shia LaBeouf hater in the building. You're alone. You're alone.
Dude, I mean, Jason, Holes, he topped out at Holes. So
Do you dislike him as an actor or as a personality? You would have good reason for both.
Personality, he's okay. You know, okay. He's an artist. How about that?
So he's super, super messed up.
Yeah.
But he's come around and like is now a good person.
He's a good actor, but he plays very similar versions of the same character, which is okay. Yeah. Denzel Washington does that a lot. Samuel Jackson does that a lot.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. Right.
There's really only a handful of actors in Hollywood that haven't been typecasted because that's just how casting works. People talk about typecasting all the time.
Except for freaking Tom Hanks can play anybody. Yeah. Tom Hanks is a legitimate actor.
Yeah. He's Tom Hanks, right? Like it's like Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt. Like Christian Bale and guys who early in their careers, like a guy like Christian Bale especially, and Christian Bale is also a crazy one because he actually even went to the superhero movies and made it out alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of guys go into the superhero movies and that's it. They're superheroes now. Yeah. But yeah, you talk about casting. Like if I'm a movie director, yes, I'm most likely going to think of a guy who played a similar character before and did a good job. That's like a compliment that you did a good job.
Right.
It's not like I get it as an actor. Like you want to be able to explore different projects. Of course you do. You don't want to be bored, but like it's not a bad thing.
It's like it's honestly very impressive for anybody in like a very successful long running TV show series to make it out of that series and be able to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Like John Krasinski had to just write himself into a role. He had to make it happen.
Direct a role to get mainstream. Yeah, no.
And it turns out he's good at it. He's a great actor.
Yeah, it is tough when you become like. That's the other thing about TV is because there's. So
I mean, how do you unironically put Rainn Wilson in any serious movie?
Exactly,
he's just Dwight.
Well, that's because TV. You have from like the time The Office started till still nowadays because it's still watched on streaming services. That's the longevity of that character.
Yeah.
Like at least a movie's a one and done. And if the movie's really successful, like you could get tied to it. You know, people will think Tom Cruise, at least from my generation, people think Tom Cruise and they'll immediately go Top Gun or Mission Impossible.
I think Tom Cruise is like he's like my guilty pleasure actor. I can't help it. I know that like a lot of the movies are like wow that could never happen. But like also at the same time like but it's sick.
I
love Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible is like one of my favorite movie franchises ever, and I still haven't seen the newest one.
It's good.
I haven't seen the newest
Dead
one either.
Reckoning. It's good.
As of, you know, a few years ago when my life really started getting busy.
It's like the sixth one, right?
I just no longer.
I think so. That's part one.
So MI1, MI2, MI3, then it goes Ghost Protocol, then it goes
Rogue Nation,
then the one that came out after that was something about the Syndicate as well, and then this is number seven.
My favorite part about those movies is seeing what car like paid for their spot in like the hero moment of that movie. Because like it's so funny the difference. Well, like even if you think back to X-Men, and I think this might be the first X-Men movie. There's a Mazda RX-7 is like the like paid vehicle that they're like showing off in that movie, and like it's like, especially looking at it later in life. BMW pays for a lot of. Second Mission Impossible is like the opening sequence is like the part where
Mission Impossible Two is like literally the only one that kind of sucks.
And that girl are like driving together up the mountain.
John Woo directed it. So they thought it was gonna be really good, but it was just too weird. So.
And there's just like him and that girl are driving together like up the mountain. One of them's in like I think like a Porsche Boxster, and the other person's in a Audi TT. And like I've never seen this many shots of an Audi TT in my life.
The best car scene.
Like the only purpose for that sequence was for them to get the money for the movie from Audi.
The best is I believe it's in Rogue Nation, but there's like I think they're in Italy, and I think it's a BMW, and they're just going nuts in that thing. Just
for which one?
All over the place. I think it's Rogue Nation, and I believe they're like in Venice or Italy somewhere.
Is that the fifth one?
Yeah.
Rogue Nation's the fifth. Whenever they're in the old BMW, right?
Yeah.
That old BMW is a 87, 88 BMW 535 IS. That's my car. That's my BMW.
No, that's an incredible. That scene's incredible.
I loved that movie because it got to that part and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, my car is getting recognition right now. There's a sick green color.
Yeah, second one was great because the first one is great because it's the intro to the series, pretty good twist. Second one was weird. Third one, you got Philip Seymour Hoffman, incredible
as a
villain.
Bad guy.
Ruthless villain, perfect might I add, villain. Just ruthless.
Right. No roof.
And then Ghost Protocol is where things kick off a little bit because now we're running outside the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, like a real stunt. That's where all of a sudden the stunt thing became like Tom Cruise's thing. People could not stop talking about that
stunt. He needed to spice it up a little bit. He was bored.
That stunt's insane. And that's also where they, I think... No, that's the second time that they introduced the real, like, the masks or whatever. But they that might be the first one that has Benji in it.
Benji's in the third one.
He's in the third one as well.
That's where he makes his little mini cameo and he becomes a
constant. That one's great. The next one is incredible. The opera scene in Rogue Nation is one of my favorite movie scenes ever. Like, the music playing to, like, them, like, trying to line up the sniper kill to, like, the high note in the opera or whatever. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? And then the newest one was pretty good because Henry Cavill was pretty sick. I mean, he, like, reloaded his fists in the bathroom and then, like, threw that guy through a window. And they actually jumped out of a plane for that one. Yep. What the heck?
Yeah, that's insane.
They're like pulling focus as they're on their backs
that
falling from the sky.
Is insane. That is so it's so cool. It's like and then it even goes to like whenever the stunts are real, you can feel it in the edit so much more. Like that's why Top Gun, the reason why that movie was so like so emotionally sick. Jarring and like made your stomach hurt.
Stakes are high.
Was because those people were actually pulling G's and getting tossed around. Like that it's insane.
Yeah. That new Top Gun movie.
You feel it so much more. No actor is good enough to make you feel it like whenever they're just on ground, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, like, it'll be good. It'll be passable. But no one's good enough to, like, act that out.
I need to watch that new Mission Impossible, man.
I do too.
It's streaming on.
I just can't stand it.
Peacock or Paramount. That's how we watch it. Okay. It's streaming on something. We watched it.
I do need to watch it.
Is it really? It's just like, I'm telling you, ever since the last few years, it's like, oh, a new Batman came out. Like, things I would
have
just automatically. I watched like the first half of it on a plane flight, and I haven't
gone back to it either. Like
I was enjoying
it. So
the first
good.
Day, I was enjoying it. I mean,
I really love that movie.
I'm very impartial.
I think it might be my favorite Batman, which is hard to say.
That's pretty disgusting.
There's no way
it's
it'll be mine.
Really,
Dark Knight Rises is my favorite. So.
It is. That is really good too. I mean,
that's also.
Yeah.
Great. I'm Team Edward.
Heath Ledger.
I'm Team Edward, so I'm biased towards. I mean that sincerely in both ways. So, like, because in Tenet, he's my favorite character in Tenet, the movie. His small little part is so great. So.
I like.
He
I
does
like
a really good job. I think this movie's really good, but also it is hard to beat Heath Ledger.
The Batman, the Nolan Batman trilogy, and Christopher Nolan's my favorite director by far, but that trilogy is my favorite trilogy ever, and it is so incredible.
It is really
good.
I
love that trilogy, and I think that, Christopher Nolan rocks. I need to get that. I need to watch that new Mission Impossible. There's been so many movies. I mean, the newest Harry Potter that came out, which I know it's not, you know. It is. Some people have their opinions on it. I think it's fine. Oh, but the newest Fantastic Beasts movie, like I didn't watch that.
Did you watch the first Fantastic Beasts?
I watched the first two.
First two, great.
I don't think I ever watched the second one. I enjoyed the first one. I saw it twice.
I thought the first one was fine. The second was actually pretty good. I remember being like pretty excited about it because they went back to Hogwarts. You know, they're playing on your emotions a little bit.
Right.
I didn't know they did that.
The third one, I kind of heard sucked. But I didn't watch it. Like that's one that I would automatically watched. I don't know if I told you this, Jason.
When is this Harry Potter show supposed to be coming out?
Who knows? Give it 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, Jason, but for our anniversary this year, my wife got me and her tickets to, in June, we were going to Greensboro and we're going to see The Prisoner of Azkaban with a live orchestra.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I think I saw like advertisements for that. That sounds so
I've seen so clips cool. of it awesome. Here and there, and it's been like my dream to go watch one of these. Because basically, you watch the movie on the big screen as it is, but all of the score is played by a live pit orchestra.
So cool.
Which is so cool.
Which is just awesome.
Well, because it's going to you're going to feel it. Oh, so your
my
emotions,
gosh.
Like you're gonna
I am like,
and
I am
and...
beyond excited. Like, I think it's going to be one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, there's some good. Like, that's awesome. I was going back and listening to like the score of that movie in particular. And like, there are certain scenes that I'm very excited about. But like, from the get go, they start playing the da 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 da, and it's live orchestra. Yeah, like, that's gonna be awesome.
I might just start crying.
I think it's gonna be pretty emotional.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be pretty emotional.
There's no doubt.
I'm pretty excited about that.
That's cool.
All right, well, guys, I got some tier lists for us to do.
Okay.
People wanted us to do more rankings, more tier lists.
The notebook of rankings.
I got a couple. So we're going to start. Actually, we'll start with the quicker one. We're going to start with Gatorade flavors.
Okay.
And then we're going to move, and this is pretty quick. There's not a ton of them. Then we're going to move on to Disney and Pixar films. And that's going to be much more controversial.
I immediately have a story revolved around Gatorade flavors.
Well, let's hear it.
Can I go ahead and give my list? You mind if I do that?
Wait, this is like the tier list websites. The way it works is I bring up a Gatorade flavor and then we drag it to its tier.
Yeah.
We need to agree on a tier.
Gotcha.
So the way we'll do it is, so this one, different tier lists use different rankings. This one goes S tier is the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. So we're working together. I like that.
S tier is the best. Then it goes A, B, C, D, E. And then they have one for, they go straight to G. And then there's haven't tried looks good and haven't tried looks bad.
Yep.
Okay.
If none of us try. And I think we just need to find the middle.
Cool.
You know, for S tier, I think it has to be unanimous. Okay. Everything else, we kind of just try and find, you know, a consensus.
Yep.
Okay. I'll wait until we get to the flavor to tell the story.
Okay.
So we're going to kick it off. These are really small fonts. Let me zoom in a little bit. Here we go. We're going to start off. Let me just go with just orange. Orange. Okay. Just orange Gatorade.
Boom. We're there. You ready for my story?
That didn't take long.
Wow. That was
and
amazing.
We've arrived.
So okay, let's hear a few years ago, whenever I worked at a Mazda dealership, sorry.
Oh my.
I worked at a Mazda dealership doing detail work, and it's an awful place. Terrible environment. Absolutely. Everybody that worked there was a terrible person.
You were abused.
Yeah, basically. And
not even basically.
But
you were abused. Yeah, mentally true. Abused.
Yeah, and financially abused.
Yeah.
So basically, I did detail work there. Really enjoyed the work. Really enjoyed some of the people I worked with. Once you peeled back some of the ugly layers, they were nice guys. But the boss was a terrible person. Every morning I would come in and there was a vending machine. I also never knew when I was going to eat lunch because no one really told me that I had a lunch break or anything. And also, I never knew what was going on. But anyway, so
it's the best.
I would go in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I would go over to this vending machine. And I'd be like, "Well, I'm not going to do anything all day because there was never anything for me to do." Anyway, I'm not going to
nothing
get into
alleviates.
That. I'm not
going to
get into this
like the allure
job
of a vending machine.
This job was awful, but I'm not going to get into it. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on the banter before. But so I would go to the vending machine, and I was like, "What do I want to drink?" I'm like, "Well, I don't really want to drink a Coke. It's like early in the morning, and I don't really want like a Mountain Dew. It's 8 o'clock in the morning." So I one day was like, "I'm going to get a Gatorade," and the Gatorade on the thing was like a red Gatorade, and I pressed it. Orange Gatorade came out, and I was like, okay. And I wasn't ever a huge Gatorade person.
Yeah.
I didn't play sports, so maybe that was it. But I took this cold orange Gatorade, and I'll get a pack of peanuts as well. Because also there was it was just candy bars in there.
I hope this
there's
isn't
no, like,
going
breakfast
a Coca-Cola
items.
Peanut direction.
No, no, okay. Sir. It's not. You can go ahead and alleviate that.
I was just picturing that.
But there's no breakfast items in there. It's just Hershey's and Snickers. I'm like, I'm not going to eat that for breakfast. So I just get a pack of peanuts.
Fair enough.
You know, try to be healthy. Gatorade and peanuts. And then I'll go back and I'll sit in this cold leather chair with the shop bay open and me just being freezing and wet. And I would crack open this Gatorade, and every morning I would take that sip and be like, orange Gatorade is so much better than I thought it was.
Orange Gatorade is a kind of an under the radar Gatorade.
It is. You never really think about
it. It's a little unassuming. People have very split opinions on this.
But especially whenever it's cold.
Because some people, and actually, you know what's interesting? Some people tell you orange Gatorade tastes like cantaloupe to them.
That's interesting.
If you drink it thinking that, you might get it.
I feel like every Gatorade flavor is ambiguous enough
yourself of anything. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking for tier level here? S,
orange?
A, B, C, D, E, G.
I think for myself, orange is probably my favorite, but for mankind, it'd be pretty criminal for me to say that. So I would give it like a C.
I was also on C.
I was like, it'll do the job every time.
Well, for me, I would think it would be like a B. But
B. Okay. I could move it to B.
Okay.
I could. Yeah, because it's an original flavor.
There's three OGs, orange, lemon, lime, and fruit punch.
Yeah. Oh,
I love
lemon, lime, but also that's kind of an
I'm totally okay with moving it into B tier.
Okay.
So we'll start there. Okay, good start, guys. Hey, that was easy. Nobody disagreed too much. There's going to be more controversial flavors.
Yeah,
we'll stick with the originals. Fruit punch. Fruit Punch Gatorade.
Is that the red one?
That's yeah. red.
It's not red. My favorite.
I think Fruit Punch is like the epitome of like, it's fine, Gatorade.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody really goes out of their way to pick Fruit Punch.
I think whenever I think about red Gatorade, I just think about like being sick. Because like every time you're sick, you're like, my parents were like, you need electrolytes, and they would just get me red Gatorade, and it's just...
That's tough medicine.
The other thing about red Gatorade, it may stain your clothes as well. So yeah.
Red Gatorade is...
If you spill it or...
It is serious business.
It's at least a C or D.
I would say it's C tier, because I'm not willing to say it's like
yeah. It's not bad.
Okay, yeah.
But it is definitely just like a meh Gatorade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think C tier is
it
good.
Passes. Okay. It's passing.
And then we'll finish with Lemon Lime.
To me, that's an S tier, because it's
Lemon
like
Lime.
It's an all-timer.
S-tier? Lemon Lime is my favorite. Or it used to be my favorite
it's
before
not my
I
favorite,
had my orange encounter.
It's A or S for me, because like it's the one
better,
that I get
A
the
S.
most at races, because they mix that. The lighter color, it's lighter on your stomach, ideally, because the cut the dyes.
I think Lemon Lime is one of the most refreshing.
Lemon Lime is... I love Lemon Lime.
Gosh, dude.
We can go A. Like,
I think...
Especially, like, Lemon Lime out of, like,
A-tier.
The sippy bottle. You know, like, the bottle with, like, the jagged edges on the bottom and then the twist, like, top, like, sippy thing. Like,
dude, when those things came out,
thinking
man,
about drinking Lemon Lime out of that sippy cup. Oh, it's such a good memory.
That sippy cup, man.
I changed my mind. Apparently, I did drink a lot of Gatorade, and it was always lemon lime.
There's some memories are coming flooding back.
Every time we would go on a road trip, like as a family,
yeah,
like we went to the gas station, we're like picking out a drink. I would always get the lemon lime Gatorade out of the sippy cup.
You know what? It is the OG. I'm okay with putting this in the S tier.
The reason for me, if I think about what I want, if I'm like working out hard and sweating a lot, the flavor I want is lemon lime.
Because it doesn't wear
too heavy.
You down. It's kind of the flavor of hard work and sweat. It really is. I'm okay with S tier. Are you okay with S tier?
I'm more than okay.
S tier.
Lemon Lime Gatorade is the official beverage of the Banter.
Prepare for an extreme opinion from me.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys may not even have this flavor. The flavor, let me zoom in to make sure this is what I think it is. Yes. Okay. So this flavor used to have a different name. Maybe it's not the same one. Actually, that might not be the same one. Never mind. I don't think they have the one I was talking about. Prepare for not to have an extreme opinion. Okay, we're going to go on to another classic one, grape. Purple.
I'm not a huge fan of grape, period, like flavor.
Let me tell you what I feel about grape Gatorade is.
But I know a lot of people do.
And you know what's interesting? And we're going, all of these are like the normal version. This is not the zero sugar.
Yeah.
Because like Fruit Punch, the zero sugar version is actually... I don't want to, you know, be a flavor expert, but it tastes sweeter to me. Like, it tastes better. I actually remember when they did the Tiger
the
Woods
orange
Gatorade.
Orange Zero flavor is not good.
No. Whenever they did the Tiger Woods Gatorade, which basically just tastes like juice, Fruit Punch is actually the best. It was incredible. Grape is a similar way. The zero grape is very good. The normal grape,
I had the zero grape and I like it.
Here's what I feel about grape is it's such a dark, deep purple and you think to yourself, ooh, like, yeah. And then you drink it and you're like, there's not much there.
Right.
That
I don't.
Pretty
I can't
watered down.
Remember what it tastes like. I think I need to try.
Yeah, like my all time favorite is not listed there because we didn't go special, but it's Frost Riptide, which is like
the white one, right?
It's like the white grape.
Yeah,
one.
that one is really good.
That's
my
some of the other
that's
Frost
still my all time favorite. I don't know if they make
really
it anymore because I've switched to Powerade Zero.
I think it's
now
technically
point,
white cherry, isn't it?
The pow not that one.
No, not
I
no Frost Riptide was like it was yeah it was like a light.
I would say I mean. D or it's C because it's just fine.
I would actually give it D.
D. I'm good.
I think
D.
it's underperforming for a grape flavor.
That's fair enough. That's a good analysis.
True.
Right.
I had to back out of that one and let people who were a fan of grape.
When you drink grape, you think one thing.
Yeah.
And it underperforms. To use Trevor's words.
Well,
like
okay.
That.
So, wait, which one? What the heck is that one? What's that guy? Oh, they do have my flavor.
Okay.
This is. I have a very strong opinion on this. This is apparently it's a frost flavor now. It didn't used to be tropical mango. Either of you have
never, never had it. Sounds intriguing, honestly.
This
sounds
flavor,
really sweet.
No, not really.
Okay,
it's just like a mango Gatorade.
Okay,
with like hints of other tropical flavors, I guess. But this
pineapple.
One, with a hint of pineapple, basically. this one is one that I would get on the way to work when I worked at the one golf course I worked at. I would get it like every single time on the way to work, and it was my favorite Gatorade flavor. Like all summer long, and I love it. It's very good. So in my since neither of you have had it, I don't want to be like I if you'll let me vouch for you, this is an A tier Gatorade.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I obviously wouldn't put it in the S tier. It is a very good Gatorade.
Okay.
But if either of you hate mango to death,
no. I like the tropical mango mixture. Definitely could be good in a Gatorade.
So if you're okay with it, I'm telling you it's a fantastic.
I'm thinking of it like flavor wise, just as a flavor. It sounds to me like it could be very legit. It's really good. Like a refreshing beverage, like I've been hot and sweaty. It sounds a little heavy for that, but that's why we got lemon lime up there.
That's right. Well, it's not S-tier.
I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Okay. I
appreciate
I'm
happy you guys are rational, and I appreciate that. let's get on to a very controversial flavor.
Okay,
came out a while ago that I've still never had, but you guys may have, and this is lime cucumber.
Oof.
Have either of you ever had it?
I haven't had it.
No, thanks.
No, you haven't? Okay, haven't, so we can put either. It in haven't tried it looks bad or that, haven't tried it looks good. Do either of you guys think it looks good?
To me, that's a looks bad. But that's a
looks
me
bad
thing.
To me as well.
Know. It like it just because of what person. It just because of like what it is.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm the kind of person that wants to be like, oh, that sounds wonderful. But like,
yeah,
also, but I think
I'm the same
it sounds
person
like,
too.
It sounds like the thing where like I would get it and be like, oh, isn't this awesome? Like,
and
it's
then you
lemon,
drink it and be like, this
it's lemon cucumber. And you take a few sips and you're like, it's interesting.
I don't. Yeah.
And then you're like, then eventually you're just like, no.
I wish I got Glacier Freeze.
There's a like, lot. There's a lot of times in my life that I've gotten a beverage and spent a lot of sips convincing myself I liked it. Am I right, Trev?
He's very right. He's incredibly right. Okay.
Pretty much every flavor of LaCroix, right?
So, yeah.
Let's move on. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting that. all right. Let's move on to Glacier Cherry.
I don't like anything cherry flavored when it comes to drinks.
So here's the thing: is so I do like cherry. I don't like Glacier Cherry. I think it's pretty meh.
I can't remember what it tastes like, so I don't care.
Okay, I would say it's a D tier.
Okay.
Good with that.
Yeah, I don't really like Glacier Cherry. Okay, let's see. Where should we go next? I'm trying to stay away from some of like the big heavy hitters. Some of these I've just never had.
I'm scared if you stay away from the big heavy hitters, we might have already filled up our list.
What do you mean filled it up? Can't fill it up.
You can't?
You can have multiple on every tier.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. You can have multiple on every tier. Yep. Okay, let's go.
I appreciate you letting me know that.
What the heck is that? Let's go with Cool Blue. So this is the darker blue. I really like this Gatorade, but it is a polarizing flavor.
I like it for like a drink with a meal. So we're not for something I want after I've worked out, but it's like I would put that and drink it with any meal I have. So to me, it's a it's a B or A tier for sure. Like it tastes good and it's a good compliment.
I would say it's A tier flavor. Connor, you had this one?
I'm sure I have. I can't think of it, but whenever I think about the dark blue Gatorade, I don't have a bad reaction to it.
Okay, I think we'll go
A tier. It was a favorite around my house with me and my
kids. I've always very much
liked
Cool Blue.
I like the look of it. It's a nice color.
All right, let's just get this out of the way. Glacier Freeze, light blue.
I like it.
I don't have an opinion. So
really?
I'm good with S tier.
I think it's like
a
little bit lighter flavor, I feel like.
I thought like that was going to be the one that everybody was ready to like talk about, cuz Glacier Freeze in my experience, that's like the Gatorade flavor you see the most often at the store.
Oh, is it?
At least if you're buying them in bulk, like it's one of the most common. Mm. Along with like after you get through the basic three flavors, Glacier Freeze is usually the one you see. Mm. Because I feel like it's very, very popular.
I have no vote on it.
So I won't put it on S tier because, I mean, but I will say this. If we tweet this list out and it's not on S tier, we're going to have problems. Mm. But I'm okay because you guys just haven't had it.
Should we put it in A then?
It's got to be an A tier. It has to be an A tier. I'm just trying to protect you guys at this point.
I appreciate the protection.
I will say this list is shaping up in a way that our only S tier may be lemon lime. We're going to get looked at pretty funny. Yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. You know what?
Lemon
Embrace
lime
debate.
Is delicious, dude. If you think that if you think lemon lime is the best, you need to go get yourself a lemon
lime
Gatorade.
I will spare us.
You got to get it out of the sippy cup. Do they still do the sippy cups?
I think they did
it
a couple years ago,
today.
But I don't know if they still do.
I need one today.
So the only other flavor on here that I could speak on, I'll read them all to make sure you guys have it, but the only one I can speak on like for sure is the Arctic Blitz, which is the one we have in the fridge right now, that like greenish, bluish one.
I don't love that one.
I think it's like a C tier.
Yeah, I had that one the other day, and the whole... Oh, I had
the
that
color
one.
Looks so fun that you think it's going to be magical.
It's not good. No, that's the one that I said it tastes like... It tastes like... let me figure out a way to say this. It tastes like if you licked the hair gel of a teenage boy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think
it tastes like sweet axe body.
So we're calling that like taste spray. A C tier, apparently.
Well,
so.
I feel like it's lower. I think whenever
I tasted it, I felt like it was the
worst. You had it?
Yeah.
Okay, you think D tier as well?
At least D tier.
I thought it was the worst. I thought it was the worst Gatorade I've ever had.
Oh, okay.
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't finish it.
Should we throw it in the E tier?
E tier. It's our first
E-tier. You guys are strong about it. So
Connor thinks it tastes like hair gel. It's definitely E-tier.
It was the first Gatorade I tasted that I was like, I do not want this. Like, I do not like it. Usually Gatorade's like, there's enough sugar in it to where you're like, well, I mean, yeah, it's not great, but at the end of the day, it's got sugar in it. That one was like nasty.
I'm going to read these other flavors because I've had them like once or twice maybe, but see if you guys have any opinions. So first one we have here is Citrus Cooler, and it's like kind of a mango-ish color. Oh, yeah.
I like that one a lot, actually.
I haven't had that, but it sounds good. Okay. I like whenever it says cooler.
For me personally, that's definitely an A tier. Not an S tier, but it's an A tier. So.
Okay.
Well, whenever it says cooler behind it, it makes
me excited. We've all agreed enough on things that I feel like if one person's had it, I can trust them. So we'll put that in A tier. Okay, the next one is, this one's another cherry one. It's a blue one, though. It's Blue Cherry, which I think I may have had before, but like I'm not enough to
I don't know if I don't. Yeah. I can't think about that
one. Then we have Fruit Punch Berry. Never had that. It's like pink.
Right.
Green Apple. Have any of you guys had that?
No, that doesn't sound super nice to
me,
though.
My kids loved it, but to me, it was like between a B and C tier. If I had drank it, it'd be a C tier for sure. So
wait, you have had
it? Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of green apples.
Okay. So C tier. Okay.
Just fine.
I like apple-flavored things.
It sounds like a kid's Gatorade. It sounds very candy-ish.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay, C tier. Icy Charge. This is a frost flavor. I've never had it.
Never even heard of it.
What color is it?
It's like almost clear. It's very light blue. Yeah. Very light.
Oh, I know about that one. I like the frost ones. I just think they're refreshing because it's not like too.
Can you vouch for it?
I mean, I don't.
It's tough to remember a Gatorade flavor if you haven't had it a lot.
It is really tough. I mean, my mom used to get like but they were always the like the G2 frost ones. Like the Gatorade Zero ones.
We need to do another segment like this with a different like line of beverages and have them all to try.
Yeah.
Imagine how much we'd have to spend on Gatorade.
If you're getting
every single one of these would cost like $3.
Well, do you guys watch ProZD at all on YouTube? Do you know who ProZD is?
Oh,
he's a voice actor in a lot of anime.
Yeah.
But he does, let's try everything, every flavor of Pringles.
Flavor
of M&M's. So he doesn't always do in one setting, but he goes through and tastes them and he ranks them the same way, like A+, A-.
That's the best
S-tier.
Way to do things. I'd love to do that.
He's done Chipotle. He did Popeyes the other day, so it was good.
So we got the other ones.
I think that my advice for Gatorade is if you're ever buying the Gatorade Zeros, just get the frost flavors. They're the best ones. If you get their original flavors
except for we just handed out an E tier to one of our frost flavors, so that is not true.
Well, that is true. That one I've never had that one. That one doesn't come in the Sam's Club.
It did come in the Sam's Club pack. That's where I got it from.
But that's not. It's not Gatorade Zero though.
It's true.
The Gatorade Zero ones doesn't come. The Gatorade Zero ones comes with I think
Glacier Cherry comes with that one.
I don't know.
Well, like there's all kinds of mixes.
I don't know.
That'd be a whole nother tier list. Is like the packs of Gatorade you can get.
I feel like I need to go grab one of those green ones out of the fridge right now and make you all try it. It's not good.
Yeah, I've had a few of them. I drank one yesterday. I don't have the gripe with it.
What?
Dang. Hunter really
Hunter
likes
says
it.
It's an A tier.
If Hunter was on here right now, we would have been fighting this whole time. You're not on the banter. Not only are you not on the banter, but you didn't want to be on the banter last week. So you can shut your face. We all do. Okay. The last few flavors are strawberry, strawberry raspberry, strawberry watermelon, and tropical cooler, but it's green. So
I don't know about the strawberry ones, but it doesn't sound like fun to me. I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, I think that wraps up our tier list. We will we'll post this out there. We'll actually need to tag Brody in this because if you've never seen Brody, one of his most famous videos, to me at least, is his brother's Gatorade collection. Have you ever seen this?
No, I need to go watch that video.
It's a very funny video. It doesn't have a ton of views, but it's a good amount. Basically, it's his brother. His mom makes him throw out his Gatorade collection because he would collect like their full bottles of Gatorade.
Okay, yeah.
Never opened. But he has like all these flavors. He would talk about how they would specifically go to gas stations to try and find these certain flavors.
That's
all these discontinued flavors. And he's like saying goodbye to them and throwing in the trash bag. It's really funny.
That's hilarious.
And it was so big that Gatorade got wind of it. Did a bunch for him and sent him Gatorade flavor with his face on it.
Oh, wow.
And Brody has one in his house. And when he showed Hunter and I, we like freaked out because that video was iconic to us. And he was like surprised how interested we were in it.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's our tier list. Pretty balanced. I mean, we have one S tier, four A tiers, one B tier, two C tiers, two D tiers, one E tier, and then one haven't tried looks bad.
I felt good about this tier list until I heard Hunter's reaction. Now I'm scared for what people are going to do to us.
No, people won't be that mad about that one. Yeah. Most people will be mad that our only S tier is lemon
lime. Lime, right?
That is what people are going to get frustrated with. And because, to be fair, if I were going to make the list, the only thing I would have changed is like I would have put Glacier Freeze in the S tier, but that's probably it. I mean, I agree with
everything else. It's very difficult because it's all based off of things that we like to taste and things we don't like to taste.
It's subjective.
It's so subjective.
It's completely subjective. That's why you can't, like, if somebody comes after it, the list, be like, well, that's fine.
Riptide Rush. I had to double check. That's Riptide my S tier. It's the grape one.
And a great name,
it's a Frost.
Too.
Riptide
Rush.
That is a good name.
So. Okay, this next tier list is going to be a bit longer and probably a bit more controversial.
Oh, no.
This is the Disney and Pixar films tier list. We won't do all of them.
Okay.
We'll try to hit the, because they have so many on here, but we'll try and hit like the big hitters. And they go S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, and F tier.
Okay.
That's the list. So they've got a pretty extensive list. It's not crazy.
No, it's not.
But it could be more, but we'll go through, ones that I feel like are pretty common. And we'll start with Snow White. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the original.
It's a great movie.
Snow White. I think we have to be reasonable with what our tier is. Like, we need to like define this tier. Like, I feel like S tier is like iconic, rewatchable forever. Like, when you think of Disney, you think of this movie.
But merit has to be given to the historical significance of it as well, though.
But that's why S tier to me, you said rewatchable. A tier may just be mostly the historical significance, because I think about Snow White was the first feature-length animated film. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney changed movies forever, so maybe it's an A tier for historical perspective.
I'm going based off of my enjoyment of the movie.
Fair enough.
I would say that Snow White for me is either a B or a C tier. I think it's a fine movie.
I think that we have to split the difference because I think because of historical significance, it has to be an S tier, so I think we should go A.
A tier for Snow White?
I'm with Connor on this because of the historical significance of this one.
Yeah. But it's how much do you like the movie?
Is it that, or is it just ranking?
That's how we did a tier list. We're like, Gatorade, because this is the first Frost flavor.
Well, yeah,
and it changed the Frost flavor.
But with
game
like
forever.
A drink,
no, it's how much do you like it?
But with a drink, it's a little bit different.
Okay, Trevor convinced me.
No, but if you want to tell me that you legitimately enjoy the movie more because of its significance, that's fine. But like, if you can't just be like, well, I don't like that movie, but it was important for the time. That's not.
Yes, you can, because it's called a ranking, a tier list, not a satisfaction list,
right,
or an enjoyment list.
If our tier list has, when people look at our tier list at face value, they're not going to know our rationale.
Right.
So we need our theme to be consistent. It either needs to be how significant was this to
the
industry.
I don't care whatever people look at it. I care about right now
in
this
moment.
No, but
like for our arguments, we need to have a streamlined criteria. And if the criteria is, how significant was it to
then
the film
industry? It's still an A tier to me because it's the most impressive out of all of them because they did things that had never been done ever before.
That's fine.
They
invented
technology. The movies after it were only possible because of the technology they invented in that movie.
I mean, Connor's correct, but I'm still on Team Trevor here. That's our enjoyment of it. So
I don't think it's only enjoyment, but also I don't care enough.
But I agree it's a C or D, really, from a watching perspective. Ah! But from my enjoyment it's C or D.
Because like the problem is like there might
be... I'm not going to go just watch Snow White on my Saturday afternoon.
Exactly. That's why it's lower on the tier list.
But the tier list is not only enjoyment of the movie.
That's what we are making it that way.
Well, who got to decide that we're making it that
with the tier
that's
list.
Not fair.
Well, yeah, it is.
We voted as 2-1. Sorry.
that's democracy.
Well, I don't care. It's
because
stupid.
That's going to make it easier to absorb this tier list is if we just go on how much do you like the movie versus because we don't know that
okay,
much
well,
about
I like
movie.
The movie a heck of a lot because whenever I think about it, I think of the historical significance.
That's fair.
What?
You're allowed to.
That's what I've been saying.
But you apparently don't like the movie a heck of a lot because you said you wouldn't watch it on just your normal Saturday
but
afternoon.
The reason why I would enjoy it is because whenever I watch it, I would think, wow, that's crazy that with the technology they had, they were able to accomplish this and this. Wow, look how she blinks
That's something they didn't pay attention to before. Like, while you're watching it, that's what you're drawing. That's fair. I think we settle in the middle at B tier, and that is what it is.
Fine.
I mean, that's listen. We said we'd meet in the middle. Jason was said C or D tier. I was.
I don't like
jump
it whenever somebody
tier.
Else gets to decide why I'm ranking something.
Two people did.
I don't like that.
I'll vote it.
I don't. I should be able to rank it the way I want to rank it.
This is a group project.
You think exactly. you think your you guys don't care about one of your group, members. You're bullying one of your group members.
Oh my!
I
goodness.
Don't like being bullied.
Wow. You're not being a good group member because you won't agree with the majority. You need to.
Is that what being a good group member does? Is just agreeing with the majority,
compromising with the majority.
I compromise.
We did compromise. We didn't just.
I
force
said I was
you
willing to compromise. No, my problem is not the spot we're putting on the list. My problem is the way that you're forcing me to view the list. That's why I don't like.
Okay. I mostly say that too because I feel like. The opinion you just had of Snow White, we're not going to have that opinion from almost any other movie. So like it would just be a weird outlier on the list. Cause like we're not going to get to Wall-E and be like, and know all about the background of the special effects and how it was groundbreaking in the industry. So like, I don't want Snow White to be different in
the list
than everything
else. The
thing
is that's fine. We can do that from now on, but you just lost the thing that I was interested in about these because I know the behind the scenes of a lot of these movies. Cause that's the thing that interests me about the movies.
If you know them, then feel free to bring them up.
Okay.
Pinocchio is the next one.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, again, it's one of those things where like the impact of the character is really important, but I don't care about that movie.
I think Pinocchio has a good story.
Yep.
I think it's like pretty original. So like I'll give it a B.
I'd give it a B because it has some fun songs as well.
If I don't care about the way the movie was made, then I don't think it's fun to watch.
Connor, now you're being negative.
I'm just saying, that movie's not fun to watch for me. It's boring.
Okay, well, if you think it's that bad, we'll move it down to a C tier.
Am I allowed to think of nostalgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that nostalgia is like a number one contributor
I don't like
to
it whenever the I don't like it whenever that poor Pinocchio is on that island smoking the cigar and it looks like the life is being taken out of it. It doesn't make me happy.
That's fair. We'll bump it down.
F. Pinocchio's an F.
Well, we'll meet in the middle. The next one on here is Fantasia.
It's not a good movie at all.
I don't enjoy it.
I've probably seen it like one time.
Fantasia, there's scenes of it that are iconic to us, but the movie as a whole.
I don't get it.
Between D tier or F tier?
D.
F.
I'm going to say D tier.
D, it's not like the worst ever. But
I want to save F tier for something real bad.
Okay.
Next we have Dumbo.
Come on, Dumbo's old. That's an A tier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong opinion on Dumbo.
It's not an F because that's fun. It's an elephant. Like, that's cool.
Connor's tier is only is A or F right now.
I can only think about if it makes me happy or not. And Dumbo makes me happy.
Uplifting story.
It's an uplifting story, yeah.
I would say Dumbo.
B tier. I'm going to go with B tier.
I would probably put it in the B category. Where are you sitting?
It still feels kind of high. Because, like, I'm just not going to go. Like, I don't know if I'll ever watch that movie ever again.
When you have kids, you will watch
it.
Well,
and no, I will say.
You will watch it. Well, you will probably watch it with your kids.
I will say this. It is important to not overrate some of these movies because we are going to get to some absolute bangers on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
So, like, that's fair.
Like, we better be ready for Shrek.
I think, yeah, I'm ready.
If Shrek is in an S tier, I will literally break every single tripod in this place
right
in half. Yes.
Shrek's not Disney.
Shrek's
or
not
Pixar.
A Disney movie.
You're at DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Right. Like, okay,
what
I'm good
are you
then.
Talking about?
I'm good then.
All right,
we're all good. Because I was about to riot about Shrek.
Yeah, no, Shrek would be S tier.
No, yeah.
Of course,
it's DreamWorks.
It would. All right, Bambi is next. I just actually watched Bambi recently.
It makes me sad whenever the mom dies. F.
It is really sad. And
it's a D.
I feel like it's not very good.
Watchable.
But
it could be an F for me.
I like Thumper though.
I do like Thumper. I'll give it a D.
Bambi's mom is an F. Thumper is an S. So I'll give it a C.
Okay. We're gonna put it in the D tier. All right, we gotta skip a few because there's a bunch I don't really care about. Cinderella.
Like
Cinderella.
Like ones I've never heard of.
Like what?
Name some. Some of them are in Spanish completely. And then Fun and Fancy Free.
Fun and Fancy Free? Come on.
I don't know.
Jason, you've probably seen all of these.
I've seen them all multiple times. We're a Disney family.
I know. That's
sure,
why
so.
we're doing this for sure. But we're going to skip to Cinderella. Here's what I'll say about Cinderella is the story of Cinderella is pretty iconic. Also, some of the music is.
Yeah.
Bippity boppity boo. Come on.
It's definitely a firm B tier for watchability as well.
Yeah.
So.
I would say it's B or A. It's pretty high up there.
I can't separate the impact that it has had on this world. Think about all the things that have stemmed from a Cinderella story, a Prince Charming, like all the things. stem from that storyline, and we'll I'm not allowed to think about that?
No, you're allowed to think about it. We'll give your impact a 15% weight on the final.
That is just ridiculous. That is, I can't be a part of this anymore. This is ridiculous.
No, all right, 20%. We'll give
because
it a 20%
like,
weight.
The Cinderella, the actual storyline of Cinderella, it's fine.
Well, the actual storyline
is what... It's no like, Avengers.
What do you mean? The actual storyline is what attributed to these things you just mentioned. Cinderella story. Like, that's why people say it, because the story was well-crafted.
Yeah. Well, I guess then...
It's a well-crafted story. Clock strikes midnight.
S-tier then. I'm saying it, but...
I would say
I'm
it actually...
I'm thinking about impact then, though.
It's definitely A-tier.
Because I was going to say S-tier because the storyline was so good that they had to recreate it so many times, but I'm not allowed to think about the impact.
No, but that's a little bit different, though. Like, that's literally the story of the movie you're talking about, not just how it was made. That's the actual... Like,
if
the
there
story
was no
the
how
the
it was made, then the movie wouldn't exist. I would say that's a little more important. This is the reason why it's a movie, not a book.
It's...
So you would say the book, the story, the screenwriting. Okay, so you would say the script is good, right? But we're rating the movie, though.
We're rating the movie, the which
product,
was inspired by folk
tales. We're rating
tales,
the completed product, not how it was made and what time in history it was made.
I still don't get that. I don't understand.
Like, that's the difference
I think
is,
it's a good movie.
We talk about the impact.
Trevor.
Okay.
The Cinderella, I enjoy that movie. I like that movie. Okay. Put it wherever you like.
Did you just tranquilize your brain just
then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I tried to do it with the whole Bambi, Thumper, the mom thing, but I got worked up again when we got to Cinderella.
That's okay. We like it. I think it's A tier. We good with A tier?
Yes.
Okay. Alice in Wonderland. Talk about a weird film.
I like Johnny Depp.
This is not... This is the animated one.
Okay.
So like this one doesn't really do anything for me.
Oh really?
So I like how creative it is.
Well, because I haven't seen it a lot. Oh, that's okay. Mostly why. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you guys take the floor here.
I like how creative it is, and it's creative. Like a good enough storyline that's trippy enough to where it could still be recreated today.
Did this come from a book?
And it doesn't feel outdated. Yeah.
Almost all of most of Disney's stuff
inspired
by other
the
stuff. I don't know if it came from a pure book.
So I like it because the storyline can't really be outdated because it's so weird and trippy that like
wacky.
It would work no matter
like,
what
century
you're in. What
the heck is a Cheshire Cat?
Cheshire?
Cheshire Cat. What the heck? Is it Cheshire or is it Cheshire?
Cheshire.
Worcestershire.
I think it's Worcestershire.
W sauce.
To me, it's a B tier because it's a rewatchable movie. We
yes,
watch
sir.
It a lot.
You guys are good with B tier?
I like B tier. Okay. I like the live action one.
Okay, this one. This one's pretty big. Peter Pan.
I like Peter
Pan.
Peter
Pan's A tier.
I think this is A tier.
For rewatching, it's an A tier.
Yeah, I like an S. I'm almost,
it may be
I'm
an
S tier.
I think I'm S tier.
It may be S tier, yeah. I'll go with S tier.
I mean, there's swords. Captain Hook is dope.
I mean, the story of Peter Pan and Captain Hook.
Mr. Schmeed, are you kidding me? Mr. Schmeed?
It's just me.
There's no D on there.
It's just me.
Is it really?
Yes.
Why did I think it was Schmeed?
I don't know.
F tier, just kidding. There's no D in F tier.
Lady and the Tramp.
That's
the only thing I know about this movie is that they do the spaghetti thing.
I like Lady and the Tramp.
It's an S tier for me.
I rewatched
and my
that
family,
movie a
so
lot
we've
as a child.
It a ton, so.
I've probably seen it once, and all I know about it is the spaghetti thing.
I rewatched that movie a lot as a child, mainly because
okay,
I had
so what
sisters.
Do you think about it?
I like it. I think it's a good movie.
Where would you
A-tier?
Rate it?
A-tier, yeah.
A-tier.
Okay, I'm fine. Listen, I'll take the back seat. I'm not S-tiers, I think, need to be reserved for, like, we've all seen it, we've all loved it, but if A-tier, I believe you. And I love that scene, the spaghetti. Come on. That's iconic. Sleeping Beauty.
I don't
know.
It's
an
I'm
old
not a
one.
Big, the movie itself.
It's weird.
Is like a C or D tier.
Were they
it's
the first? They were the first ones to do like the True Love's Kiss wake up situation, though. Were they the first ones to do that?
No, I mean Snow White does that.
Did Snow White? Snow White did that first.
Because Prince.
So Sleeping Beauty basically just stole Snow White.
Well, you're just looking at its specific movie, not the impact. Right
now the movie Maleficent.
I'm not looking at the impact of the movie.
I like the Maleficent movie as well. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of too.
But
just
the actual animated movie, I think I've watched once ever.
I don't really like
it
that much.
It just didn't stick. So that's a D tier.
I do remember seeing it as an adult and thinking, I don't like this movie.
Right.
D tier. Okay. 101 Dalmatians.
S tier.
That's a great movie.
Pretty good.
Love that movie. Cruella DeVille. Does that have a D in it?
Pongo, Perdita.
What are you thinking, Connor?
I like that. I like all the Dalmatians. I like the way that the dogs make me feel, so I'm going to give it an A.
I would give it an A as well.
A? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not willing to put an S tier. Let's go Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book.
I like the Jungle Book.
This one's darn.
I want to walk like you.
Yeah,
woo, woo.
The music is pretty.
Yeah, it's the music makes it an A tier, not an S tier. It's not one I rewatch a lot.
All right, A tier is good.
A tier is fine. I watched that one a lot as a kid.
What I desire is man's red fire. I know a lot more words than that song than I thought I did.
The Aristocrats. Aristocats.
So. I like that movie. It's fun, but I don't think about it often.
No.
Is this is Cats the musical? Is that the same thing?
No, sir.
No, they're very different.
I'm just kidding. I haven't really seen this much.
Down with the
what do you guys think?
C.
Probably a C tier.
Fine.
C-tier.
Does the job.
To my wife, it'd be an S tier. She loves Aristocats, and my kids liked it.
I think it passes. It's not bad. It passes. So
let's
it's a
skip
C.
around a little bit. Fox and the Hound.
I like Fox and the Hound. I like his droopy ears.
Yeah. My wife and I really liked Fox and the Hound.
Well, that's just because you guys had a Basset Hound.
It's true. That was a big reason why. When that dog goes woo woo woo, and then like you have a dog that
I'm
also
a hound
does that.
Dog.
Yep. I think it's a cute movie. I like.
I would
it.
Give
I
it a B
it
or an A.
B.
Are we okay with
B?
B. Okay. Let's move ahead a little bit. If you see me skip one, Jason, that you're so adamant about that you just cannot even fathom it, that's fine. You can speak up. The Little Mermaid.
Little That's Mermaid terrible. Was my favorite Disney movie.
It's pretty
maybe just
fantastic.
Maybe just because I felt seen as a redhead. Maybe that was it.
Yeah. I mean, the music is...
To me, it's an S tier. Yeah. Even the movie is an S tier. But especially the music
is.
Helps make it an S tier.
And the storyline. Are
pretty
you kidding
original
me?
The storyline. Right. Steals her voice. Got to forget. Right. Yeah. Kiss the Girl is in that?
Yeah.
Like the songs are crazy. Yeah, you see under this. Oh my gosh. Yeah. S tier. Forget about it, guys. Beauty and the Beast.
S tier.
S tier.
Yeah.
S tier. S tier.
Not the live action, though. Didn't like the live action.
We don't want to talk about that. We're not doing any live action here.
I like most of the live action except for the Beast. Why did they make him out of computer game?
this list is going to be chock full of S tier. Aladdin.
S tier.
I like that. I like Robin Williams.
It's darn near
S tier all the way. Like to me, every bit of that movie is.
What do you think, Connor? I'll let you decide.
I'm going S tier.
Okay, I'll give it S tier.
Because of everything, Robin, the music.
Am I allowed to think about it? Am I allowed to think about Robin Williams?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're allowed to say anything you want.
Here's a fun fact. Do you guys know who directed the Aladdin live action?
Christopher Nolan.
Nope. Guy Ritchie, who's known
really?
For like British what? Crime movies.
Yeah, yeah, I love Guy Ritchie.
Directed the Aladdin, which is
I thought
wow.
the live action
was pretty good.
Was really good. I think it was
it's
one of the
good.
Best.
It's actually pretty good.
Well, yeah. We're about to like the stretch.
I like that the storyline was different.
Yeah.
The stretch then, of movies yeah, we're on right now, yeah. where there's about to just be S tier after S tier after S tier because Lion King is next. S tier.
Yeah, but it's really sad whenever his dad dies.
Are you going to overrule us?
It's really sad whenever his dad dies, and also it's very unrealistic. And it makes me feel uncomfortable that the lions can talk.
But there's a genie in the
But in
movie.
Jungle Book, it's okay they can talk?
Yes. Okay. Jungle Book is okay.
Are you about to not give Lion King an S tier?
I'm
like if you genuinely
be,
don't believe it,
I have
that's
to be
fine.
Honest with you, I want to react out of spite right now because my feelings are hurt.
But if you weren't to react out
my
of spite.
My wife hates the Lion King. She said no really? Child should have to watch the Lion King.
But
yeah, it's pressure.
It's because it makes her sad. She never saw it as a child, and then she watched it as an adult, and then she said, this movie is so sad. Why do people watch this?
Did she watch the rest of the movie
but
after?
I really like Lion King. I really like it. I really enjoy it.
Okay. There you go. We got
I like
the real
Pumbaa.
We
I
got
like
the
Pumbaa
real
a lot.
I mean,
yeah,
Lion King is an all-timer.
And Pumbaa.
Pocahontas. Like Pumbaa have you ever watched Lion King 1.5? Where it tells the whole story from Pumbaa
yeah.
and Simone's?
Yes. I love that.
Fantastic.
I love that
so
much.
Pocahontas is next.
Pocahontas is fine.
It's a C tier.
It's a C tier for
has
sure.
Some
for sure.
There's that one good song though.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. C tier.
That song can maybe make it a B tier, but it's
we
a
may.
C-tier.
Don't you dare! You're not allowed to think of the historical inaccuracy of it, Jason. It's just on the movie. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that, Connor. I did not realize I couldn't do that, but I'm glad that
you are allowed.
That
no,
for
you're
me.
Allowed to talk about the historical inaccuracy of the story.
Oh,
yeah. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's a darker movie than people realize. If you rewatch Hunchback,
yeah,
it's pretty dark.
Crazy.
And so, but it's a B tier for us in our family. We like to be.
I don't remember
or,
very much. It was like my sister's favorite movie, but
it's
I don't
pretty
remember
good.
Very much.
Good music again. Like a lot of that string of movies has
it
such
is
great
pretty
music.
Dark. Like,
but it's the theme and the story because of the. Yeah, it's a B tier for me. Like it's rewatchable, but not like
yeah.
A ton.
I'm okay with B tier.
I'm okay with that.
This one I'm very passionate about. Hercules.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
Hercules. Hercules is S tier by a million.
This is
a
that Medea movie, right?
Yes.
Hercules is definitely S tier. So.
Bless my soul, Herc is on a roll.
I like Hercules a lot. It's very entertaining.
Danny DeVito? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that movie just rocks. Yeah. Man, it rocks. And who does who plays Hades in that movie?
Oh, James Woods.
Yeah.
Isn't it James Woods?
That movie's also very historically inaccurate.
I appreciate that.
Very good, very good con.
But I'm not thinking about that. I like that movie a lot.
Do you have something you'd like to say to me?
I've already said it all. Okay, you said I'm not allowed to think it.
Since we've gotten like 30 movies in and it really only stumbled on one movie with this, and I feel like it's brought up a lot of bad feelings, we're going to let you consider it for Snow White. And from now on, you can consider
whatever
you
want. So I can't change it from Snow White?
No, you can.
Oh.
We can move Snow White up to A tier.
Okay, thank you.
And you can now consider whatever you like.
I appreciate that.
Okay, there we go. Mulan.
That's an S tier for me. I love Mulan.
I like S tiers. I think
I know, but it's Disney and it's Pixar, and I'm biased, I will fully admit. So.
Gosh dang it, dude.
Make a man out of you. I mean, come on.
That's true. Is one of the like,
not win
is
as
very
I
song
feel like
song.
The best way to actually make this
I love
list
Mulan.
Is to like make the whole thing and not do any S tiers and then get to the end and pick like a couple to be S tiers. Because like if you really thought about like the Disney S tiers, you could just be like Lion King, Toy Story.
Almost half of Pixar. If we get to Pixar, like half of Pixar
there
is going to be
there's
very
Pixar.
Close.
I like
Pixar.
The part in Mulan where they're Finding all climbing email. Up that pole and they fall on each other. I think that's fun.
Mulan could be an A tier. I mean, we love Mulan around our house and we love that
Connor,
soundtrack.
Connor, you sound like you're more on like the A tier, B tier track.
Yeah, I like
I'm good with
I like okay, we'll Mulan A-tier. Fine.
Tarzan.
I like Tarzan a lot.
That's one of the best soundtracks.
Phil
ever.
Collins.
Phil Collins.
It has to be
Phil
an S tier.
The soundtrack makes it an S tier. The
it's
movie
like,
is an A tier.
It's not
so
fair. It's
guys.
Really not fair because it's not a Disney soundtrack.
No.
Because they just got Phil Collins. Dude.
Right. They had
it's
Phil Collins
fair.
Just make some of his best songs ever.
Yep. Yeah.
He's insane.
Not even some of, just his best songs ever.
Yeah. Emperor's New Groove.
You know,
I really
for,
love
it's,
that movie.
Yeah, it's not an S tier, but it's really good.
I'd give it an A tier because, like, out of all of them,
Yzma and Kronk are so funny.
Because I think with a lot of these, nostalgia takes over a lot. With Emperor's New Groove, it's just like, no, it's just a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
All right, let me start skipping ahead because this is taking forever. We're gonna hit like the really iconic ones and skip over.
We haven't gotten to any like newer ones.
Those are kind of all towards the end of the list. Princess and the Frog. That's like a mainstay Disney princess movie. So I feel like I have
that movie doesn't quite do it for me.
I've never watched it.
It would be an S tier if we all had watched it, but I'm okay with whatever. It's an S tier. The soundtrack, the story, everything.
Connor said
Princess
it doesn't really
Frog.
Do it for him.
I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if I've ever seen the original Princess and the Frog. I was thinking about there's only one.
Yeah, there's only one animated movie. If my daughter Hannah had been born after this movie, she would be named Evangeline from that movie. Folks who've seen that understand there's a song about Evangeline.
I have seen that movie, and I remember watching it. I've only seen it once, and I remember thinking, but I probably wasn't in the right mindset, you know?
So Connor, don't apologize.
No, like I'm sure that I was probably
A-tier
stupid
or
idiot.
B-tier.
I think it has to be B tier.
Okay, B tier based on the voting there.
Okay, let's find some more like really iconic ones.
Frozen's
a big hitter.
S tier, come on.
I feel like Frozen for me as a person.
Its impact on society is
it's
S-tier.
It's not the true love you thought.
It's hard for movies.
The
that,
song
can't spoil Frozen.
It's hard for movies that like come out while I'm an adult. You know,
I think we were like in high school when that one came out. Yeah. Because I remember being when that was in its mainstay. I remember being at like a winter camp.
It's hard. So this one is actually one that I have to choose not to think about the social impact that it had, because then I would.
Oh, okay.
Because then no, because
right
it's
after
not,
Trevor gives you permission,
no, because that one's
not
fair
not to
the movie. You know, it's different if it's a okay movie.
You can't just be like, people
impact.
Are annoying about. But you can. I gave you permission. You were allowed to think about that.
But I know. I think that's not fair to the movie. I think it is fair to the. No, listen to me, Trevor. I think it's not fair to a movie that's like, okay, like, but if it's being dragged up by its historical impact, I think that's important. But for a movie that like they did a good job making the movie, but it's kind of being dragged down to like a bunch of people who are singing like, do you want to build a snowman? That's really freaking annoying.
Yeah.
And also like, And I forgot that. What's his name?
Hans from, and Kristoff.
Josh
Gad.
No.
Lin-Manuel.
No, the one that drives me crazy. The guy from... What's that band?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
I have no idea where you're going right now, Connor.
Brendan Urie.
Yeah.
Brendan Urie did like a cover of that one song.
That has nothing to do with it.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now, to be honest.
I hated it so much. I don't like Brendan Urie.
I hope the viewers revolt if this isn't an S tier. Because Frozen is a no-brainer S tier. Like, it's a no-brainer S tier.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it, and I think that Olaf is a really fun character.
Because there's so many different things and so many different storylines.
No, you're right.
There's love, and there's figuring out
crazy,
your way along.
We finished each other's sandwiches. That's a great song. There's really fun song.
Mysticism, there's magic, S-tier. There's all those things.
S tier. Frozen's an S tier. Frozen 2, not an S tier.
Moana.
I like the chicken a lot in Moana, but I don't really like that it has The Rock in it, because I don't love The Rock. I just gotta say it.
I like The Rock in that, but
it's
an A tier.
I would give it A or B, but Connor doesn't like it, so we'll go B.
B.
I like B. That's fine. B. I like the chicken a lot.
I don't rewatch Moana. It's not one I would just throw on and rewatch a lot, but B tier's good.
Okay, let's quickly knock out Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
S tier, and if they're not an S tier.
And we're not even gonna talk about 4.
And we have to. 4 is so good.
I hate it.
What?
Yeah, I didn't like 4.
It was so good.
4 is the 4. Like, it's the 4th.
What do you mean
they, reason,
you never seen
so.
It, Hunter?
I refuse to watch it. I told it was
well, then that's not fair.
Not
you can't
crap,
talk about it.
It's like a totally different Toy Story story.
It's
entirely.
So good. It's so good. What you like? If you are, you have to.
If Toy Story 4 was the only
the
story Toy Story
line
movie
for what it is,
if it was like, yeah, if that was the first of them, I would. It's the fact that it departed a lot from the trilogy, and even 3.
Yeah, but they would have had
started
just keep on
to
making
that.
The same movie over and over again. It's the only way to go,
or
they
just
stop
don't make
movies.
Or just don't make them.
I thought
or,
it was a
or don't make
leave
them,
a trilogy
right.
alone.
I thought it was
well,
a
I mean, the third
movie.
One closed the chapter perfectly, crying your eyes out at the end of the movie, and then they make a fourth, and we're like,
yeah,
but I already closed this chapter.
It makes sense. So I watched the movie as a person. That was like I had seen the movie the first three movies and I enjoyed them, but I wasn't like rewatching them every year and like super invested in them. I just knew they were really great movies and liked them a lot. And then I watched this as just like an additional, oh, I'm gonna watch another Toy Story movie. And with that, because I haven't recently watched Toy Story 3 and felt the emotional attachment, so watching Toy Story 4, I thought it was a wonderful movie. And also all of the visual effects and CGI and animation in that movie is so insane that it boosts that movie to even higher. The storyline is good, but the animation is even more incredible.
If I were to rank like the Toy Story movies, in my opinion, 1 and 2 are S tier. 3 is A, and then I haven't seen 4, so I can't talk about it. That's the way I would do it.
If 1 has to be an S tier, it 100% has to be to me. Because the storyline is so good, so many people fell in love with it. But also, I'm allowed to talk about historical significance now. They invented a lot of important technology. They're the first people to be able to do animated light diffraction properly, and that's the reason why that's the reason why
you're like one in a million.
I'm literally million in a million. There are millions of people that watch Corridor Digital who would all know about this technology, and like
but there's 100 million people that watch the movie. I'm saying like
there's
you are one of the few people that watch that and think about the animated light diffraction.
I'm one of the few people that watch it and think about it. But I'm one of the everybody that watches it and feels it.
That's true.
You will never be able to tell those differences with your eyes, but feel them by watching.
I have an F tier off there we can talk about if you want to.
Okay.
The Good Dinosaur. Have y'all seen The Good Dinosaur? It would be an F tier.
Okay.
So,
there you go.
The only Pixar hit that's the only Pixar movie has ever been. It's just fine. So
we are going long. We need to wrap it up. And I will say it's going to get redundant because as I look at the rest of this list, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, Cars, Incredibles, Ratatouille. There's just S tiers everywhere. We're about to get to a stretch of Pixar.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is Up a Pixar movie?
Yes.
May we talk about that?
Yeah.
I really like that movie a lot.
Yeah. It's an S tier. I mean, the first 6 minutes of the movie are probably an S tier by itself.
We were about to get to a stretch where it's just S tier after S tier.
But I just
S-tier.
Wanted to bring up that so, I really like the movie Up.
Yeah.
There's just a whole basket of eggs when it comes to.
What about Planes 2?
Is there a second
Planes
one?
2 versus Planes? Yes, there is a second Planes.
I never watched either of them.
It's a C or D tier.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those classic, like the storyline sucks, but they keep on having creative things in it that's like fun.
There you go. Okay. Well, hope you enjoyed the tier list.
I can't tell if I did.
I think We definitely, it's tough to make a tier list whenever you have three people. You know, that's just the nature of the game. But I think we did okay. We held on together. We had a rough patch there, but
we were
on.
Very unified with Gatorade.
Yeah, that's good. Well, yeah, the Gatorade one, I'm like not scared of getting death threats if I post. The Pixar one, I think no matter how you spin that list, you're going to get death threats. Because like somebody's going to see Pocahontas as a C tier or something like that and just freak out at us. Sleeping Beauty is a D tier. You guys are idiots. Like, it's people get, you do not want to mess with the Disney folks.
This is true.
I'm telling you that for free. So we're going to roll this little, the fancy die here. Gosh, dude.
The fancy do die.
You know what's really fun is, and I didn't do it this week because they do live tier lists where you can vote on each tier and then it shows you what the people are voting on as well. I didn't pick any of them because they were all food related, and we talk a lot about food on this podcast.
We do talk a lot about
but
food.
We will bring it back. If we bring back tier lists, we might do one of those because I think it's fun to be like, this is where we put it, and this is where America is putting
that's
the world
fun.
Is putting it in the tier. They had one just specifically for French fries, I thought was a pretty good time.
That's fun, yeah.
All right. Big Con.
Thank you. Here we go. Roll time.
Roll
time, right?
Roll time.
Roll time.
How do you feel about your chances in the March Madness?
Not very well. They're playing really, really, really bad right now.
I clicked something. I accidentally pressed fade to black whenever I did that. Stop. We're good.
You're like, oh, the podcast is over. Who got picked?
I got Trevor.
And I bet you Jason's going to roll Jason. Nice throw.
I'm sorry. I threw with my left hand.
Who's going to grab that? I'll get it. I'm closest. I don't like being that close to it. It's Jason.
Wow, come on, hit him
me,
with it.
Connor, me, and Jason are rolled. I think have rolled more than 50% of the time in that exact combination.
I hadn't been on in like a month, so I went to see how many I've been on, and there was like 4 weeks in a row. But when we first started rolling, like when the die came out. Thank you again for that. I got rolled 4 weeks in a row.
We were looking at it yesterday, and like you and me, and frankly Connor are. Biased to an extreme amount on this thing.
Right.
To the point where I'm not convinced this guy didn't create a loaded die. And now that I kind of feel it, this thing's loaded.
It feels loaded?
It's loaded. Because like Brad Hunter, and Silas, you never see them.
Yep.
It's me, you, and Connor. And look at that. We're all on one side.
Yep. That's true. That is true.
The other just does it for me. Speak up. What's your name?
Scott Cash, right?
What if we just changed it and say if Connor's rolled, then it's Connor. Silas. If Trevor's rolled, then it's Hunter. And if we just like swap. What if we just swap names?
I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna sit here for the next hour and just roll it and document each name.
I think you had to roll it 100 times.
How many dice rolls do you need to establish a bias?
Probably at least probably 100.
Like, what's the number?
That way you have like a good percentage.
100, but on a 6-sided die. I feel like you may need 600.
Okay.
One.
Report back later.
100, so. 100 hey, probably Silas. Give you a good idea.
Two. Hey. Three. I'm just going to keep going.
Just do 10. 600.
Okay, now it's being... Now
Silas,
it's
Hunter,
below.
And Brad right in a row.
Are you kidding me?
No, that was the second one.
Oh, you were the second one. Okay, yeah, it was okay.
Hunter hasn't rolled. Silas again.
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not loaded. It just did.
It's
I just want us.
Comment down below if you like Gatorade.